This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says a proposed rule by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services would create unnecessary requirements for sponsors of unaccompanied immigrant children. Raoul filed a letter with 18 attorneys general on Friday with HHS. He says the proposed rules for proof of identity and proof of income will create barriers for potential sponsors. The rules could make it difficult for family members and qualified individuals to sponsor unaccompanied children. According to the letter, prolonged time in federal custody has an adverse effect on the child development and harmful to their mental health and physical well-being. The letter says established law and procedures require HHS to place children in at least restrictive environment in the best interest of the child without unnecessary delay. A federal judge in southern Illinois earlier on Monday ordered a commercial logging project in Shawnee National Forest to stop operations. Judge Nancy Rosenstengel ruled the U.S. Forest Service violated federal law when it approved the project near Bellsmith Springs in 2024 before it received an opinion on how it would impact endangered bats. The order comes out of a lawsuit filed by two environmental groups challenging the project. Mark Donham with the Regional Association of Concerned Environmentalists says the group obtained public records, which he says indicated the Forest Service knew endangered Indiana bats lived among some of the trees to be cut down.
We came to discover that they had identified endangered bats that were using the area, which they hadn't disclosed in their initial public notice.
Over half of the approximately 70 acres on the project have already been logged. The federal ruling means the Forest Service would need to repeat the approval process before commercial logging could resume. After this summer's cyclospora outbreak, small farm advocates want regulators to support regional food producers instead of corporations. Investigators traced the outbreaks to Taylor Farms of Mexico, which supplied lettuce to fast food chains or other restaurants and grocery stores. Experts say even though consumers have different choices in stores and restaurants, one supplier often provides many of those products. Read more at WSIU.org.